Hello, Professor George Kruger here today. And what I want to talk about on the podcast is reflections on 2020 and lessons learned. Now, it was a tough year. There are certainly benefits to some businesses. There was major disruptions in our economy and the health status, and overall, it was very difficult. But as so I wanted to kind of reflect here a little bit on some lessons learned and go through a few of my conclusions. Now, I've been through these type of things before. I've been through the dot-com crash, been through the financial meltdown, and I think there's a few overall business concepts that come through when times get tough. I remember one time I was back when I was running the industrial park out there in the industrial development and the economic development business. And I was talking with one of the businesses that had survived the financial crisis. Several of them did not. And he was somewhat complaining about how the business was down and it wasn't so good. I said, you survived. And that's something to be proud of at this point, because lots of businesses, several businesses out here did not. And he goes, well, that's a good point, and I am thankful. I am thankful for that. So let's take a look at a few lessons. I've also posted these on my UWP Professor George website, on a blog post here. So my first one is face reality even if it hurts. Now, I learned this one back when I was in business school, and it's an old Jack Welch saying. And when Jack Welch brought this, he was talking about their nuclear business, their nuclear power business, and they hadn't built like a nuclear plant in like 20 years, and they kept putting forecasts in for this business, and he kept saying, "Why are we putting forecasts in when you know that's not going to happen? You need to face reality even if it hurts." So when the pandemic hit, it was time to face reality and how do things change, and then get on board. And of course, we've all seen this, wearing masks, social distancing, adapting to a new work environment, work from home. Probably none of these were actually wanted, but the reality is that they had to be done, and we need to get on with it. So one of the things I always try to do in that situation is to kind of stop. And then, all right, what's my new reality? What has changed? And then, what am I going to do about it? What's my action plan? Which leads me to number two, which is move fast. Now, the natural tendency, and us as human beings, a lot of us, change can be difficult. And what we can do here is start to make changes, move fast, and waiting too long oftentimes puts us in a non-competitive position, for example. Let's say competitors change faster than we do. Then we're in a disadvantage, and then we're playing catch up. So waiting too long can create competitive disadvantage and cost you money. So you want to adapt quickly to the new reality. Now, that's not to say you don't want to panic and or constantly be switching strategies every day or every week, but when you do decide to roll, roll fast. And then that would lead into pivot the business model. Now, for those of us in academia and also small business and entrepreneurship, pivoting the business model is a very common thing, because quite seldom do we start out with a certain idea, and that's exactly what happens. Oftentimes we have an idea, but it needs major changes or adjustments to be competitive in the market and gain customers. So if our business model no longer fits in a new environment, then we need to pivot to what does work. Now, for example, restaurants, they pivoted to when they were limited on in-house dining. They could pivot over to pickup and delivery, and to maintain the business and keep the lights on and survive until a better day, which that better day is coming. I'm going to do a follow-up podcast here on Outlook for 2021. Now, the next thing is what we want to do is we want to focus on what we can do. Change is often difficult, and it's easy to opine for the old days, but I always like to focus in on what we can do versus, oh, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. And the negative thinking doesn't get us anywhere. It really doesn't. Now, I know I've said before, face reality even if it hurts. Okay, fair enough. But we want to quickly pivot from our facing reality into what are we going to do about it? So we're going to make some mistakes. But we got to embrace change and get a little better every day. And for example, my own personal example here is I was pivoted to online learning. What I did here was I focused in on how can I create the best online learning environment for my students. So for example, I adopted some additional digital content delivery in some of the classes so that I'm not focused so much on delivering content in the classroom and get that content elsewhere. And then we can work on application for my limited classroom time. So really focusing on what you can do is a very positive thing also for our mindsets that we're actually working in a direction rather than focusing on things that are going wrong. My fifth lesson learned was that trends accelerate. Now this can be a positive. If you're in the right side of the trend, it can greatly enhance your business. For example, the streaming market. That market advanced in both adoption rate and level of use. Look at all the different streaming products that were brought out, all the different content, all the new content. And in normal times, you know, it might have taken 3 to 5 years to get to this point. And that happened in just a few months because of the disruption in the market. Now, on the negative side, brick and mortar retailers such as movie theaters were already struggling. So if you're already struggling going into a market, into a disruption, quite oftentimes this will accelerate the downward trends here. So trends do tend to accelerate during these type of disruptions. And finally, fundamentals matter. Fundamentals matter, and they matter a lot. It's just like kind of a struggling sports team. You know, if you can't catch the ball, you can't shoot the puck, you can't block, you're going to struggle. And if you're up against tough competition in a changing environment, you're going to struggle even more. So fundamentals matter, and especially in marketing, we want to focus on that core customer. We want to focus on effective positioning. Excellent customer service, bringing customers back, value, differentiation. And these core concepts matter even more when times are tough. Because when times are tough, consumers or our customers will get even more discerning and more picky about what they buy. So maybe it was good enough 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago. Is it good enough today? And poor fundamentals are often exacerbated in difficult situations. So one of the things sometimes I try to do in these difficult times is back to basics, simplify the business, and then focus more on the fundamentals and where we can win to survive here in the short term. And then once we get the business stabilized, then we can turn back to growth strategies. So in conclusion, these are timeless concepts. The pandemic was a massive disruption, and it was out of our control, but we can control how we respond. So as we have looked back on 2020, I think we have lots of opportunities here in 2021 and focusing on the basics of marketing and customer service to build our business and our economy back.